13. Walking dogs. In the last lesson, we heard Mary tell George and John that she needed to make some money so she could go skiing in February. She has to buy her own plane ticket, and that'll cost her about $250. John and George are going to talk to her about some ways to make money. John speaks first. How about carrying papers?
I already thought of that, but I don't have a bike.
Can't you babysit?
Ah, sure I could, but I need to work every day, not just Friday and Saturday nights.
How much do you make babysitting?
About $4 or $5 a night, but that's not enough.
How about at McDonald's?
She's not old enough. You gotta be 16 to work there. Now answer some questions. Number 1. What question does John ask Mary? Number 2. Had Mary thought of carrying papers already? Circle the correct answer. Now listen again. How about carrying papers?
I already thought of that, but I don't have a bike.
Can't you babysit?
Ah, sure I could, but I need to work every day, not just Friday and Saturday nights.
How much do you make babysitting?
About $4 or $5 a night, but that's not enough.
How about at McDonald's?
She's not old enough. You gotta be 16 to work there. Number 3. Why can't she carry papers? Number 4. What other kind of work does George ask her about? Number 5. Does Mary want to work just on Friday and Saturday nights, or every day? Circle the correct answer. Listen again. How about carrying papers?
I already thought of that, but I don't have a bike.
Can't you babysit?
Ah, sure I could, but I need to work every day, not just Friday and Saturday nights.
How much do you make babysitting?
About $4 or $5 a night, but that's not enough.
How about at McDonald's?
She's not old enough. You gotta be 16 to work there. Number 6. How much does Mary make a night babysitting? Circle the correct answer. Number 7. Is that enough money for Mary? Number 8. Why can't she work at McDonald's? Number 9. How old do you have to be to work at McDonald's? Are you finished? Let's correct your answers now.
Number 1. How, capital H-O-W, about, A-B-O-U-T, carrying papers, P-A-P-E-R-S. Number 2. You should have circled A. Yes, she already had. Number 3. She doesn't have a bike.
You could have written either bicycle or bike. They mean the same.
Number 4. He asks her if she can babysit. B-A-B-Y-S-I-T. Number 5. The correct answer is B, every day.
Did you circle that one?
Number 6. Did you circle D, under $4? That is not the correct answer. Answers A and B are also not correct. The correct answer is C, about $4 or $5. Number 7, the answer is B. No, it isn't enough. Number 8, because she's not old enough. Number 9, you have to be 16.
How many did you get correct? Write that number in the blank now. George thinks of another kind of work Mary could do. Listen to the first part again, and then to the next part, as they talk about this new kind of work for Mary. How about carrying papers?
I already thought of that, but I don't have a bike.
Can't you babysit?
Ah, sure I could, but I need to work every day, not just Friday and Saturday nights.
How much do you make babysitting?
About $4 or $5 a night, But that's not enough.
How about at McDonald's?
She's not old enough. You gotta be 16 to work there.
How about walking dogs?
What? Walking dogs?
Yeah, you know. There are lots of people around here with little dogs. You could try all those hotels and other buildings downtown.
I don't know. How much can I make?
More than babysitting. The dogs have to be walked every day, at least Monday through Friday when people are at work.
A lot of people go away on weekends, and you know, someone has to look after their dogs then too.
Now for some questions. Number 10. What question words does George use to ask Mary about walking dogs? Number 11. Where did George say there were lots of people with little dogs? Write just two words in the blanks. Number 12. Where do some of those people live? Now listen to this part again.
How about walking dogs?
What? Walking dogs?
Yeah, you know. There are lots of people around here with little dogs. You could try all those hotels and other buildings downtown.
I don't know. How much can I make?
More than babysitting. The dogs have to be walked every day, at least Monday through Friday when people are at work.
A lot of people go away on weekends, and you know, someone has to look after their dogs then too.
Number 13. How can Mary make more money? By babysitting or by walking dogs? Circle the correct answer. Number 14. What days are people usually at work? Number 15. What do a lot of people do on weekends? Now listen again.
How about walking dogs?
What? Walking dogs?
Yeah, you know. There are lots of people around here with little dogs. You could try all those hotels and other buildings downtown.
I don't know. How much can I make?
More than babysitting. The dogs have to be walked every day, at least Monday through Friday when people are at work.
A lot of people go away on weekends, and you know, someone has to look after their dogs then too.
Let's correct your answers.
Number 10, how about walking dogs? Number 11, around here? Number 12, they live in the hotels and other buildings downtown. Number 13, you should have circled B by walking dogs. Number 14, Monday through Friday. Number 15, they go away.
How many did you get correct? Write the number in the blank now. Now listen to what Mary says next.
Well, I do like animals. How do you go about finding dogs to walk?
Put an ad in the Sunday newspaper.
How much is an ad?
Under $10, I'm sure.
I don't have $10.
Babysit a couple of hours this week. You can make $10, can't you?
Yeah, but how much do I ask for walking a dog? I get $1.75 an hour for babysitting.
Try for $2 for half an hour. That'd be, $10 for five times a week.
You could walk three or four dogs every day after school. You can get rich.
Get rich? I've got to get the dogs first.
Don't study the new words yet. Just listen one more time, and then answer questions 16, 17, 18, and 19. See how much you already understand.
Well, I do like animals. How do you go about finding dogs to walk?
Put an ad in the Sunday newspaper.
How much is an ad?
Under $10, I'm sure.
I don't have $10.
Babysit a couple of hours this week. You can make $10, can't you?
Yeah, but how much do I ask for walking a dog? I get $1.75 an hour for babysitting.
Try for $2 for half an hour. That'd be, $10 for five times a week.
You could walk three or four dogs every day after school. You can get rich.
Get rich? I've got to get the dogs first.
Number 16. Does Mary like animals? Number 17. How much would the Sunday newspaper ad be? Number 18. How much does Mary get an hour for babysitting? Number 19. When could Mary walk dogs? Now listen again, and I'll also ask the questions again. Did you remember all the answers to questions 16 through 19?
Well, I do like animals. How do you go about finding dogs to walk?
Put an ad in the Sunday newspaper.
How much is an ad?
Under $10, I'm sure.
I don't have $10.
Babysit a couple of hours this week. You can make $10, can't you?
Yeah, but how much do I ask for walking a dog? I get $1.75 an hour for babysitting.
Try for $2 for half an hour. That'd be, $10 for five times a week.
You could walk three or four dogs every day after school. You can get rich.
Get rich? I've got to get the dogs first. Question number 16.
Does Mary like animals?
The answer should be A. Yes, she does. Number 17.
How much would the Sunday newspaper ad be?
The answer is under $10. Number 18.
How much does Mary get an hour for babysitting?
She gets $1.75. $1.75 an hour for babysitting. Number 19.
When could Mary walk dogs?
The answer? Every day after school.
Did you get all of those correct? Write your number correct now. Listen to all of this again. Then you'll answer question number 20. Do you think Mary will get rich by walking dogs? Ready? Just listen now. How about carrying papers?
I already thought of that, but I don't have a bike.
Can't you babysit?
Ah, sure I could, but I need to work every day, not just Friday and Saturday nights.
How much do you make babysitting?
About $4 or $5 a night, but that's not enough.
How about at McDonald's?
She's not old enough. You gotta be 16 to work there.
How about walking dogs?
What? Walking dogs?
Yeah, you know. There are lots of people around here with little dogs. You could try all those hotels and other buildings downtown.
I don't know. How much can I make?
More than babysitting. The dogs have to be walked every day, at least Monday through Friday when people are at work.
A lot of people go away on weekends. And, you know, someone has to look after their dogs then, too.
Well, I do like animals. How do you go about finding dogs to walk?
Put an ad in the Sunday newspaper.
How much is an ad?
Under $10, I'm sure.
I don't have $10.
Babysit a couple of hours this week. You can make $10, can't you?
Yeah, but how much do I ask for walking a dog? I get $1.75 an hour for babysitting.
Try for $2 for half an hour. That'd be, $10 for five times a week.
You could walk three or four dogs every day after school. You can get rich.
Get rich? I've got to get the dogs first. Question number 20.
Do you think Mary will get rich by walking dogs? Circle your answer.
There is no correct answer to this question, since any answer you circle is correct. It is what you think.
That's all for this time. In the next lesson, you will hear more of this conversation about making money for Mary. But that's all for now. This is the end of Lesson 13.